Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Me, Dr. Tim Slecker, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board, homeroom man, we're here. Back to school is officially now back. Everybody's out there, but you know, homeroom, I just thinking about this. I'm going to set this scenario for you guys, Johnny and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's homeroom. Both of you are new teachers. Jacob, you're from New York. Johnny, you're from California.
Oh, boy. Of course you put me in college.
Well, you know, I mean, and you're brand
new. Them be fighting words, Tim.
You're brand new teachers. You know, you put your names out into one of these teacher placement services. You find out you're going to the state of Oklahoma, and you get your schedule from your, you know, from your principal. You head into your homeroom classroom, and, you know, I'm going to call it the way I remember it. It's very first thing in the morning. You guys have to go to homeroom. You have to greet your students. You get to homeroom and you find, before you can even walk into your homeroom to start the day, you need to pass a citizenship test, particularly because, well, you're from New York and California. And before you get in to talk to our Oklahoma kids, we want to make sure you guys actually know real American history and not any of that woke crap. Welcome to homeroom, you two. What do you think?
Well, Tim, you crushed my excitement about going to OKC because I'm a big, you know, OKC basketball fan, and I would be pretty stoked as a new teacher to be headed out to, you know, to teach and be in a classroom like I would anywhere in this amazing country and democracy we're in. But I don't know, Tim, if I'm too excited to take your MAGA loyalty test, you know, as AFT President Randy Weingarten referred to this. But, you know, I'm letting our listener know a little early, Tim. I think you're making jokes today or setting up the scenario to introduce an actual news story, not an Onion article, but an actual news story. Yes, again, out of Oklahoma, even though we know there's some great teachers.
Yes.
We have some pencil buster listeners down in OKC, who listen and we interact with, fortunately, giving us hope that there's amazing things, yes, even happening in Oklahoma. But, you know, I don't know about that test, Tim.
Why do I have to prove that I'm not a radical leftist on this weird PragerU-sponsored test just because I'm from New York? Doesn't make any sense. I think, look... California, like Johnny, maybe. But New York, I mean, come on, what are we talking about here? Tim, it seems ridiculous to me because these people, they like to talk about, oh, we don't want you know, any one ideology in education. All these people are brainwashed. Oh, but you have to take a loyalty test before you walk into the classroom, of course. I mean, that's just, that's the America I remember as a kid.
I love that you guys are calling it a loyalty test. Well, yeah, we're talking about our favorite superintendent, Ryan Walters.
That's sarcasm for anybody like me who can't quite detect it. I'm learning to.
He is back at it again. And he has put forward
the ultimate MAGA pick me right now.
Yeah, right there. But a 50 question America first, or quote, anti-woke ideology tests. If you're coming from those states as a teacher, before you can be certified to teach in Oklahoma, you have to pass that 50 question test. And Jacob, as you point out, developed by one of those top intellectual bastions of incredibly magnificent scholarship, PragerU.
Well, Tim, if there's anything that we can all agree on, you know, wherever you're from, whatever your ideology is, we can all agree that, you know, right down the middle of the country, that's PragerU and the Heritage Foundation and, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church. They are basically the dead center of the country.
Dead center. Oh, my God. When you see this story, like Johnny said, is it an Onion story? No, it's not. You know, maybe even 5 years ago, if this would have happened, this guy would have been laughed out, would have had to resign and stuff. But you know, it is an indicator of where we are that, you know, he continues to roll this stuff out nonstop, to the point where actually, dig in a little deeper, Oklahoma ain't got no problem with teachers from California and New York trying to get into Oklahoma.
Maybe actually, if they, and it's as evidence is that they say ain't got no, that's part of the problem.
Well, maybe it is, but actually Oklahoma is having a real tough time keeping teachers that are already there. Again, not even a real issue where Oklahoma is having to battle off the hordes of radical leftist teachers from New York and California. They're not trying to get to Oklahoma. The Oklahoma teachers that are there are actually themselves. It might be interesting to find out how many of them are trying to get to California and New York to escape living in Oklahoma, working with Ryan Walters. But here it is. I mean, why did he do this? It's not a problem. Okay. Even if we disagree with him trying to say, I'm battling, you know, an ideology and an influx of this ideology, there is no influx of this ideology from New York and California happening. There's not a real thing. He's doing this again to just keep himself in the news, you know, and this is kind of like the Trump kind of way of saying, I need to stay relevant. And the way you stay relevant isn't by making profoundly cool statements, powerful movement. You just keep putting out, in this case, nonsense, because it keeps you in the news cycle. And sadly, you know, I'm not sure, you know, us doing this show and goofing on it and making fun of it, most people out there who actually like what Ryan Walters are doing probably look at us and go, you ain't gonna stop our boy. Well, we got Johnny.
Here's the thing, Tim. I mean, about this, that's like, I think Jacob was alluding to this. It's there couldn't be anything more antithetical to our United States Constitution, to what we stand for in public education and democracy, than a test to pledge your allegiance to one particular party's beliefs.
Right.
And not even that full party, if I'm to say like the Republican Party. I'm going to be really explicit about this, the MAGA loyalty test here. And, you know, that is anti-democratic. It is sort of like saying, if we want, you know, doctors take a Hippocratic oath, right, to do no harm. Well, in my state, if I was to say, hey, I want doctors before they come to this state to actually take a test, say, you know what, I'm actually going to do some harm. Like, go to that state. I mean, this is ridiculous. So I'm with you, Tim. We're making jokes about it, but it's real. Yeah. And it serves very little purpose other than like what you're saying, to be like the ultimate pick me. If you don't know that term, I'm sure our listeners out there have heard the youth saying it, you know, just being like me. Oh, pay attention to me, please. So, you know, Ryan Walters out there basically being like, hey, remember me. Hey, yeah. Donald Trump, please, like, pay attention. I'm one of your loyal, you know, bootlickers in the fascist, you know, unrolling of MAGA ideology, to the point where I want teachers to let go of. Mm. And I'm not even going to say that it's very radical or leftist to believe in things like all children deserve a good education, that all children matter, that kids, regardless of their socioeconomic backgrounds or, you know, what homes they're coming from, should have a safe place to learn to read, you know, to be part of a community, to have their health needs met. You know, these are basic fundamental human rights that are part of our U.S. Constitution, regardless of who you are. That's one of the great things about living in a democracy. So, Tim, I'm with you, man. I think it's not just audacious, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I saw that article and I thought, you got to be kidding me. Of course, I'm not shocked. But yet again, here, what is the purpose of this? You know, it's to gain the attention, you know, to sort of say, look what we're doing here. And again, I want to be really, really explicit about this. You know, it's a way to, you know, just to kind of, I'm at a loss for words, the right words on this, to take a dump on all the good people in Oklahoma, all the good teachers, all the great things about living in that place, the beautiful landscape, the awesome stuff happening there. Right. I don't want to flip onto the side of saying like, oh, there's another problem with Oklahoma. It's the few.
Yeah.
Right. I truly believe talking to teachers in Oklahoma and good people who are from Oklahoma or who are living in Oklahoma, you know, that this doesn't represent them.
No.
And again, just like, you know, the mass out there, you know, MAGA doesn't represent you. Even if you're drawn towards that or you identify in it, it's just another example of if you truly believe in democracy and the U.S. Constitution and public education and in the right and sort of responsibility we have to young people learning to be citizens in a community, right? This doesn't represent you. And in fact, it sets you up to kind of get picked on by the rest of the country. So I hate it. I hate everything about it, man. I do. You know, and so I just want to say, like, there's great things about Oklahoma. So I'm sad that every time we talk about Oklahoma, you know, it happens to be this dude's pick me stories.
I think there's a lot of, sorry, Tim.
Yo, Jacob, go ahead.
I think there's a lot of great people in Oklahoma. And I think it's a totally legitimate and normal thing for people, wherever you're from, whatever your personal beliefs are, to say, hey, I am concerned about what my kids learn in school. Or, hey, I don't want teachers to overtly politicize things for my kids. They should teach them stuff we can all kind of vibe with and not their specific stuff. I think that's something a lot of people think. But if you look at MAGA and what they had to say the day before Donald Trump was president, what they said was, well, we need all sorts of viewpoints in the classroom, okay? We need diversity of thought. And then day one in power, they said, we're going to have a test so that if you're liberal, progressive, or leftist, you can't set foot in a school. So that seems like a big heel turn from what they presented this argument as to what they're doing now that they're in power. And this thing with Prager, I mean, Tim, it is so silly that they're having Prager make a test for teachers. Can I play something for you that has been going around the internet from Prager? You and I were talking about PBS on a show a week or two ago and about how it's being defunded. This is what is being floated as the replacement for PBS. And it's from PragerU here.
Slavery is as old as time and has taken place in every corner of the world, even amongst the people I just left. Being taken as a slave is better than being killed, no? Before you judge, you must ask yourself, what did the culture and society of the time treat as no big deal?
So that's Christopher Columbus from Prager University saying, slavery, but at least I didn't kill him, am I right? Other than the millions of Taino Indians he did kill. Let's forget about that and shove that under the carpet. That's their standard for what a nice, objective, normal, non-biased education would be. I think that says all I have to say about the standards they're using.
You got to do that. My God. So, Ryan Walters and Johnny the Pick Me. I don't know if you guys saw the other news story. It's not working. Linda McMahon was in Oklahoma this week. Yeah. You know, A1 herself.
Yes.
And then she was there with the cameras, and she did not have time to have a one-on-one with Ryan Walters, and he was not able to be photographed with her.
He's gunning for her job. She doesn't want to talk to him.
I'm thinking that it's like, Ryan, look, man, like even people that should potentially like you don't like you. I mean, you know what? And with that,
I have something here, Tim, actually.
Go for it.
I have from Ryan here. This is what they had him on tape when Linda would not meet with him.
Linda, who the hell do you think you are?
I've been waiting a month for you guys to talk about Linda McMahon again, by the way.
Oh, and with that, now it's time for your moment of zen. Controlling modern times requires more than force, more than law. It requires a population whose lives are filled with cause for rebellion to be taught that all is right just as it is.
Hey, thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Homeroom Podcast today. And remember, you can grab other great podcasts filled with all kinds of Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, at the Civic Media website, or catch us on our website, bustedpencils.com. And don't you even dare think about missing class in session on Wednesday. And you can always find our special drop of producer Jacob's Choice on Fridays. And of course, you can catch the Busted Pencils broadcast on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busted pencils.